Today's daf is Krisos daf Yud Beis, and we are 24 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima, the Shlomo Ben Sarah Avisa. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we began the third perek in Masechtas Krisos, which really gets into the real core of what the Masechta deals with, and that is Karben Chatos. So what does Karben Chatos have to do with Krisos, Kares? When does somebody bring a Karben Chatos? For the most part, it's when somebody does an Avera B'shoigig that had he done the Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Kares. The Mishnah mentioned some of the basic halachas of Karben Chatos. And specifically, when is it that one is Chayiv a Karben? Meaning, from an Eidos perspective, if somebody or two people would walk into Beis Din and would say that Ploini did an Avera, for which he would be Chayiv Chatos. In terms of the Hilchas Eidos of the Chayiv Chatos, how exactly does it work? And the Mishnah gave four examples, and I think it's worth just seeing the Mishnah, not word for word inside, but just to get a feel for the four examples of Eidos as it relates to Chatos that the Mishnah presented. The first line of the Mishnah was, Amrulay Chaltechela, maybe Chatos. If they tell him, you ate chelev. Chelev is just an example of an avera for which you're chayiv chatos. If they tell him you ate chelev b'shoigig, you'd have to bring a karma chatos. That was the first case. The second case was where one eight said that somebody ate chelev b'shoigig. Another eight said that he didn't eat chelev b'shoigig. So now we have an eight echad and an eight echad that are contradicting each other. There the Mishnah says you don't bring a karma chatos. What you bring is an asham tali. Because again, when do you bring an asham tali? If you have a suffix whether you have to bring a karma chatos, that's where you bring an asham tali. We'll see more about the halachas of Asham Tali later in the Masechta. The third case was where an Eid Echad says that somebody ate Chelev and the person himself denies. Eid Oymer Achal, Vuhu Oymer Loyachalti. The halach is he's going to be potter. And finally, if two Eidim would say that somebody ate Chelev and the person says Loyachalti, I didn't, there it's Machloik is Remeir and the Chachamim. Remeir says we believe the two Eidim, the Chachamim say we don't believe the two Eidim. So again, what are the four examples? The first is very unclear. Amru Loyachalto Chelev, maybe Chatas. Amru Loy, what exactly is going on? That's not clear. We'll see that in the Gemara. The second case is where Neid Echad says yeah, Neid Echad says no. Dear Dalach is Ashim Tali. The third case is where Neid Echad says yeah, and the person denies Dalach is his potter. If two Eidim say yeah, and the person denies, there's a machlokes remain. The Chachamim, Rameir says you're going to be chayiv. The Chachamim say you're going to be potter. Zok the Gemara. Tani, Amru Lo Yachal Tochelav, maybe Chatos. The first line of the Mishnah was that if they tell him you ate Chelav, Dalach is you have to bring a carbon Chatos. As the Gemara, Amru Kamer Havdon Trei. Amru sounds like they, Lashon Rabim, there were two people. What is he saying? Is he just being quiet and he's not saying anything? And the Mishnah is saying that if two people tell you that you ate chela b'shoigig and you're quiet, you are shtika kahida. The halach is that you have to bring a karben chatos. If that's what the Mishnah is saying, although it's true, but it would seem very misleading because it sounds like el shtika the train who the mevi chatos, but al shtika the chadloi. It sounds like the only time you would be chayiv chatos when you're quiet is if two people told you that you have to bring a karben chatos and you're quiet. It sounds like if one person would tell it to you, you wouldn't be chayiv. What's the problem? Eime mitziyasa. Look at the middle case, or more accurately, look at the third case of the Mishnah. Eid oimer achal, vahu oimer lo yochalti. If an eid echal says you ate chaylev, the person denies and he says, I didn't eat it. What's the halacha? He's potter. Time to the it's a very obvious from the Mishnah that the only reason he's potter is because he contradicted what the eight said. Aval shasik mechayev. But if he would have been chayev, then you would say, then the fact that he was quiet means that now we listen to the Eid Echad and now he has to bring a carbon chatos. And if that's the case, the kol shekein trei, certainly too. So why would the Mishnah in the opening line have to say that if two people tell you you ate chelev and you're quiet, the halach is that you have to bring a karben chatos. It's meduyik from the third case of the Mishnah that even if Eid Echad tells you that, you'd have to bring a karben chatos. Says the Gemara Ella. If the first line is teaching me a chiddush, must be the kamak chishluhu. It's talking not where the person was quiet, but where the person denied. There, it's only if two Eidim tell you that you ate chelev. The halach is that even if you deny it, you're going to be chayiv chatos. If an Eid Echad would tell you ate chelev and you deny it, in that case, you wouldn't be chayiv chatos, as the Mishnah clearly said. But says the Gemara, that too, really, the Mishnah discussed. The Mishnah discusses if two people tell you eight chaylim and you deny it, whether you're going to be chayv or potter. What did the Mishnah say? It's machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim. Ramei says he chayv, the Chachamim say you're potter. Mani, you'll have to say Ramei. The Amak Choshet Beitrei Lavak Choshet. Avol Rabbanim potter. Meaning you'll have to say then that the first line of the Mishnah is going according to Ramei, not according to Rabbanim. Maiko Mashmon, but fake the Gemara. Mi Seifa Shamet Mino. Isn't it Mefurish in the Seifa? So the Gemara says, yeah. Hakam Mashmon. Dovas Amachlokes Ramei and Rabbanim. But who the Kamachlish Lahu? You're right. You have to say that the Mishnah in the opening line is saying something that's really totally in a machleik is remaining the chachamim, which the Mishnah a few lines later is going to introduce. The bottom line is the Mishnah had mentioned four cases of Eidos and Chatos. The first case was Sason. Amrulay Achalto Chelev Mevi Chatos. Not clear. Amrulay, how many people? What Achalto Chelev? And do I have a vote? Like, what is the person saying? Is he agreeing? Is he quiet? Is he denying it? So the Gemara discussed it a little bit. And Lamaskana, what the Gemara says in the first Lishna, we'll see there's a second Lishna, but what the Gemara says in the first Lishna is, Amrulay means two Eidim. The person is denying it. The Mishnah says, Yechayiv Chatos. Really, it's a machloikis remain the Chachamim, as the Mishnah says clearly in the fourth case. Clearly, according to Rameir Yechayev, but only according to Rabbanu, really going to be Potter. And the first line of the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, like Rameir, that if two Eidim say you ate Chaylev, even if you deny it, Allah is going to be Chayev Chata. So really, even though the Mishnah presents four cases, not four, it's really three. Because the first and the fourth are the same. That's the first Lishna of the Gemara. Ikedami. But there was another Lishna. Unrulay Nami Chad Karile. Maybe when the Mishnah says Unrulay, it doesn't mean that two people said, even though Amru is a Lashon Rabbim, but you find that Amrulai sometimes can be referring to an Eidech. Where do you find that? The Tanan, a Mishnah in the Masech Tzivamas, Ish Shalach Bailah Medina Sayyam, Uvova Amrulai Meis Bailah, a woman's husband went to Medina Sayyam, and she hasn't heard from her husband. She's in Aguna. And then they came, the Amru in quotations, and said, Meis Bailah, your husband died. Then this is that she got married. And then her husband showed up. So the Allah is Tetzim Mizeh Mizeh. She's not let to be married to this new husband that she married. Obviously, she found out now that she's an Eishes Ish. The bigger she's not even allowed to go back to live with her original husband. Now, says the Gemara, the Kaimel on the Halach is, we don't have to learn the sugya now of a Isha Shahalach Baila the Medina Sayyam. Clearly not our sugya. We're just going to want one part from this sugya, and that is the word Amru, Kimidei Echa. How do you see that in that sugya? Because we know that Halach is Afilu Bechad, that this Halach is true, even if it was an Eid Echad that said Meis Bailech. How do you know that? Mimai, Midik Tani Sefer Nisr Shalei B'Shos Muteres Lachsevoy. Because the Halach, counterintuitively, is that if Beis Din gave her a shus to get married to somebody else, and then the husband shows up, it's then that the halacha is that she's not allowed to go back to the original husband. But if she would have gotten married shaloi b'shus, then she would be allowed to go back to her husband. Says the Gemara, my shaloi b'shus bezdin, the eidechot, mechal deresha b'shus bezdin, the eidechot. What we just need is one thing. Alma gabi eid echad ketani. It's clear that halacha Mishnah. Each shalach bailam dinas hayam. Uvo va amrula meis bailach is even if it was an eid echad. So you see that sometimes amrulay can mean in eid echad. Vahachanami says the Gemara. Diktani amrulay mashma filo eid echad. Maybe when it says amrulay, it means eid echad. But who might come? Okay, so it's talking about an eid echad. Now what is the person himself saying? Is the person denying? He's saying that I didn't eat the chaylev. Eid echad says you ate chaylev. And he's saying, no, I really didn't eat chaylev. Me maisi. Would he have to bring a carbon? Vaktani mitziyasa. It's clear in the middle case. Again, more accurately, the third case. Eid echad oimer achav hu oimer lo yachalti. Potter. The halacha is going to be potter. Oh, the shasik. Must be. It's talking about where he was quiet. Because if he denied it, he wouldn't have to bring a carbon chatas. The Mishnah can't be contradicting itself from the first case to the third case. Elamite's talking about where he was b'chayet, where he was quiet. But says the Gemara, mimitziyasa shamamino. Even though it's not mafurish anywhere in the Mishnah, but it's implied. I can infer it from the third case of the Mishnah. How so? Because what was the third case of the Mishnah? Eidechad oimer v'chulu. What's the v'chulu? Eidechad says you ate chaylev, and he says I didn't eat chaylev. What's the halacha? You potter. Time of the kamach lishle. It sounds like the only reason you potter is because he denied it. Avol shasak, if he would have been kayev, mishnah kayev, then he wouldn't. So the Gemara says, aloy lom deloika. Kamach lishle. Really, it's talking about the first case of the Mishnah, amruloy, and eidech. And what did the person say? Nothing. He didn't deny it. And it's true that halacha of the Mishnah that says, if an eidecha says you ate chaylev and you're quiet, your chayv to bring a chatas is inferred from the third case of the Mishnah. But no, the fact that what's mefurish in the first case, I can infer from the third case, that doesn't bother me. And if you want to read it in the Mishnah, read it as follows. V'achiktani, amru lo yachal to chaylev, maybe chatas, v'medvarim amurim d'shasak, avu makrish le potter. That's very easy. Regardless, what is the second Mishnah hold? That when the Mishnah says, amru lo yachal to chaylev, maybe chatas, amru lo is referring to an eid echad, what is the person saying? Nothing. The halacha is, you have to bring a karbachatas. If an eid echad would say that you need to bring a chatas and you would be quiet. If you would deny it, you'd be potter. That's Mufurish in the Mishnah. But if you'd be quiet, then you would be chayev. Regardless, we have two pshatim in the Gemara ahead to understand the opening line of the parak. Amru loy achalta chelev mevi chatas. According to the first lishna, amru loy means two edim. The person's denying it. The Mishnah says mevi chatas. Shitas Rab Meir, that if two people say you have to bring a chatas and you deny it, the halach is you'd have to bring a carbon chatas. The second lishna is unruloy is in Ein Echad. You're quiet. The halach is you have to bring a chatas. This is not totally in Rab Meir and the Chachamim. This is something that's true. Aliba de Kuleyama says the Gemara. Umidei Raisa minolon de loy makchish leichai. How do you know Midei Raisa that if an Ein Echad says you have to bring a carbon chatas and you're quiet, you don't deny it, the halach is that you're going to be chayef. And the truth is, as we'll see in the raid, Metz Hashem at the end of the daf, whether an Eid Echad is believed or two Eidim is believed, really will be tolerated in a lot of different factors. But one thing is clear in the Mishnah, that if an Eid Echad goes over to a Yid, and he says, you ate chaylev b'shoy. He was showing you didn't realize. You ate chaylev b'shoy. He says, really? I did? Yeah. He goes, I don't know. He doesn't deny it. He now has to bring a carbon chatas. Even though it's an edus of only an ed echad, still the halach is you would have to bring a carbon. It says, you probably need a makar for this. What is the makar? The Tanur Rabbanon. It says in the parish of chatas, he brings a carbon chatas. And we learn from there, that if someone tells you that you need to bring a carbon chatas, but you don't know on your own. It wasn't hoida that you yourself knew about it, but rather somebody else notified you. In that case, the halacha is you're not going to bring a carbon. Yochel afilu e makrishon. I would think that's true even if you don't deny it. Meaning, even in a case where you have no clue, and it was yoidiyu acherim, even then you should be potter because of this drasha of oy hoida elav chatasoy v'loy she yoidiyu acherim tamud loy mar oy hoida elav mikamakim. Ayhoida is also mashma that you were notified. The point is, in this drasha, we see that there's a concept that if you were notified that you did something that begets a karmen chatas, and you didn't deny, talach is you're going to have to bring a karmen chatas. Says the Gemara, b'mayas ke'ilim, but train. Now we're talking about where two edim are the ones who told you, train, the ima kishon krobai, you need a pasuk for that? You need a pasuk to tell me that if two edim tell you, chayiv chatas, you didn't know about it yourself, they have to bring a karmen? Yo, two edim can give somebody mises best, then why would you think this should be different? Elah b'chad. Probably we're talking about an edech, v'ktonik, ima kishon mehemin, and you see clearly that if an edech would tell you, and you don't deny, you'd be chayiv, shmami no, this is a raya, checkmate. This is the makar to the halacha in the Mishnah, that if an Eid Echad tells you that you achal to chelev and you're not makrish, the halacha is that you're going to have to bring a carbon chatas. And really, it's a makar to both halachas in the Mishnah as it relates to Eid Echad. What was the halacha of Eid Echad in the Mishnah? If an Eid Echad says achal to chelev and you deny it, you're potter. If an Eid Echad says achal to chelev and you're quiet, the halacha is you're going to be chayev. You see both of these halachas in this drasha, in this braisa. We're talking about an Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad tells you, and you don't know it on your own, you're potter, that's talking about where you were makhishet. Oyhoi de elav chatasai, where we learn from there, oyhoi de elav mikomakoim, that even if you didn't know about it yourself, all you know about it is from the Eidim, you're going to be chayiv. Again, Eid Echad, that's talking about where you were in makhishet. Either way, there's a lot to talk about on this last Gemara that we just learned, but let's just go weiter in the daf, and we'll come back to it later. Amar Rab Meir Kal V'chemes. So the last case of the Mishnah was where two Eidim said, Ochal Tochelev, and the person said, Lo Yochalti. So what was the halacha in the Mishnah? Machloikis, Rab Meir in the Chemes. We have to go back to the Mishnah, see it inside in order to learn this next Gemara. I'm going back to the Mishnah, five lines from the top. So the two Edim say, you ate chelev. And he says, no, I didn't. Rameir mechayev. Rameir says, you're going to be chayev. Hagoyes habach adds, v'chachom im poitrim. Om Rameir. Said Rameir, in heviyu, shnayim alei misa chamur lo yudah, carbon hakal. Two Edim can give a person misa's bezin. Can't be mechayev a person a carbon. Right, two Edim say that you killed somebody. You said, no, I didn't. What's the halacha? You're going to listen to the Eidim. We're going to kill you, even though you're denying it. Right? You're always denying it. We still trust the Eidim. So why should carbon be any different? Amulai. So the Chachamim told Rameir, here it's different. You know why? Because Mayim Yirtzaloy Mamezid Hoyisi. Potter. The only time a person is chayef to bring a carbon chatos for eating chalev is if he ate a b'shoike. If he would eat a b'mezid, in that case, the halacha is, he would be potter from bringing a carbon chatos. Now he has other issues. He's chayv karis. But as it relates to the carbon, he's going to be potter. That means in order for Edom to be able to mechayev somebody carbon, they have to be able to say two things. They have to say he ate chalev, Number one. Number two, they have to say Yet Chelev B'Shoigig. Say the Chachamim that how could you tell me that I'm Chayev Karbin? You'll tell me because you're Edim. I understand you're Edim. But I could always tell you that I ate it B'Mezid. And if I ate it B'Mezid, even though I'm going to make myself look very bad in the eyes of Beis Din and everyone that's a weird, the jury and everyone's, wow, you ate Chelev B'Mezid? That's true. Maybe. But at the same time, it's an alibi as far as the carbon goes. So I can always get myself out of the carbon. It's for that reason, even though two Edom are always believed, Keneged HaKchosha of the Baal Dover, over here, it's going to be different. Now, at first glance, it sounds like from the Mishnah that what the Chachamim are saying is that the reason the person is believed Keneged HaEdom is because he has a migo. Meaning, what did he say in the Mishnah? He said, Lo Yochalti. Two people say, You ate Chelev. He says, Lo Yochalti. Says Rameyer, so you always believe they ate him. Come and say, no, here it's different. Why? Because Ma'im Yirtzoloymar Mezid Ha'yisi Potim. Ma'im Yirtzoloymar is Migu 101, right? That's a line straight out of Masechtas Bava Metzia. In fact, this Gemara is mentioned above Metzia, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. But this is right out of Bava Metzia, because the person has a Migu. And a Chanami, I said Lo Yachalti, but I could have said I ate B'Mezid. Had I said B'Eit B'Mezid, the Edom would have no way of contradicting that. In that case, I would have been Potter for being a carbon. So for that reason, I'm going to be Potter either. Stating that, as we're going to see right now, it's not so pashut that that's what's going on over here. Zok Gemara Ibayiluhu, Ma'itam Ayud Rabbanu. What's Pshan in the Rabbanu? The Rabbanu hold that even though two Edom, I believe in Kol Terakula, but if two Edom would say Yochalta Chelev, and the person says Lo Yochalti, the person would be believed. Is the reason the person's believed Mishum the Adam Neman Alatzmoy Yoiser Mimeyoish? Because maybe the Rabbanu hold that a person has more nemanis than Edom. Maybe that's why it's believed. Edom Asay, that's very nice, but I'm believed more. Not only than two Edom, I'm even believed more than 100 Edom, says Rashi. A person's believed more than Edom? No, he's not. And Kol HaTerukula Edom are believed more than a person, of course. I mean, that's Edus 101. So what does it mean? Adam Neman Alatzma Yoisim Emeyoish. Zok the Heilige Rashi, top line. Bidvarim Shiesh Behem Kaparo Loi Mimna Lasuye Chatos Leschaper Keneged Koine. Of course, the Gemara knows that a person's not believed Keneged Edom. But maybe this is different. Because here we're dealing with a carbon. And the purpose of a carbon is to atone. It's for kapara. And no, people don't play games when it comes to kaparas. So if that's the case, maybe as it relates to a kapara, a person, there's a svara that says that a person wouldn't lie. And if he needs kapara, he'll do whatever he needs to do to get the kapara. And if he's saying that he doesn't need it, then we'll trust him. And we're going to believe it. So either way, says the Gemara, is tamayu derabanan, because being that we're dealing with a dover shal kapara, when it comes to kapara, le mimna, le suye chatas, le schapik and aget koinoi, odom nemen alatzmoi, yoisem yimeye, edem oidom, omishom damin amigu, or maybe it has nothing to do with the person inherently having an amonis more than edem when it comes to kapara. But it's simply because he has a migu. What's the migu? The boy, amram, mezid, yisi, pata. Being that had he said mezid, yisi, it would have been pata, because edem have no way of proving for sure, that he was a shoygig. How did they know he wasn't amazing? Maybe when he says lo yachalti, he'll be potter. Is there a nafkamina? I mean, does it really matter if tamayu the rabbanon is because other neman alatz meyotzim ish, or because he has a migul? Mar says yeah. I'll give you a hechatimso. The hechatimso would be a case of toma di amr tamayu the rabbanon mishum the neman alatz meyotzim ish. If the reason the chum hold you believe this because a person is neman more than edom when it comes to karbonos, so then a person will always be believed. It doesn't matter if the case would be achalta chela v'huay maloy achalti, or it would be a case of tumah. And within the world of tumah as well, lo yishna tumah chadasha, it wouldn't matter if the tumah that we're discussing is a tumah chadasha, v'lo yishna tumah yishana, if the tumah that we're discussing is a tumah yishana. So what does that mean? So the case of tumah is where two edim say that you enter the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah. If somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah b'shoigig, he has to bring a karban chatas. It's known as tumas mikdash. It's the tumas mikdash part of Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. The carbon chattas that you bring is unique. It's a carbon oil of a yorit. But what we need for our sugi is not the oil of a yorit part. It's a chattas. So if you enter the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah b'shoigig, you have to bring a carbon chattas. Two Edom say that you enter the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah, and the person would say, not true. I wasn't tumah. Would you be believed? Or would you not be believed? Says the Gemara. If Adam Neman Alatzma Yoisim Imeyoish. And that's why the Chachamim hold you believe to say Lo Yachalti in the Mishnah. So of course you'd be believed over here as well. But the But if Pshat in the Rabbanan is not that a person has a real nemonis more than Edom when it comes to a chatas, but rather it's related to Migu. Says the Gemara. Patshule Rabbanim Yituma Yeshano. Avol Mituma Chadasha Mechayev. In this case of Tuma, do you have a Migu or do you not have a Migu? It depends. If the Edom are saying that you became Tomei, you were Tomei yesterday, and then you entered the Beis HaMikdash in that state of Tumah today. So in that case, you have a migo. The migo is, I could say, it's true, I was tummy yesterday, but I toivled in the mikvah. I mean that I toivled in the mikvah today when I entered the Beis HaMikdash, I was already tar. But if the Edom are saying that you have a tummy chadosh and not a tummy yashana, that you became tummy today and then you entered the Beis HaMikdash, I have no migo. How do I, unless I deny that I entered the Beis HaMikdash, but the Edom are saying you entered the Beis HaMikdash, so you can't deny that. So what are you going to deny? You're going to say that I wasn't tummy? The Edom said you were tummy. Migo, I could have said, tovalti. If you enter the Beis HaMikdash today, and then you toivled in the mikvah, you're still tameh, as it relates to entering the Beis HaMikdash, because you need Harif Shemesh. You have to wait until the sun sets. So it says the Gemara, so if the reason is Mishon Migu, Enochanami, the Rabbanu would hold by a Tumi Yeshana, you would be believed. Abba Mitum Chadosh HaMichayet. My time, a Tumi Yeshana, Migu Diba Yom HaTavalti Potter, Ki Yom HaNami Glein Et Mesi Potter. In the case of Tumah Chadosh, if Yeshana makes sense that you should have a Migo. What's the Migo? You could have said Tavalti. But as it relates to the Tumah Chadosh, what could you say about the Tumah Yeshana? We'll explain this in a minute. And you could say that when the person said Loinet Meisi, what he really meant to say was Nitmesi v'tavalti, meaning lo yamadeti v'tomasi. Elo tavalti, avo tumah chadosh mechayev. But by tumah chadosh you don't have a migu. My time, but the chiyomer nami tavalti mechayev. Domer le'edem hashten nitmesi. My, what's the halacha? So we have to exhale for a minute, just to understand Pashup Shana in this Gemara. No read, just to understand Pashup Shana in this Gemara. So again, what's going on here? We have a machalikas Ramein the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Two Edom go over to somebody and they say, Ochal techeil. The person says, Lo yochalti. Ramein says, you believe the Edom, you don't believe the Baal Dover. Since when do you believe the Baal Din kenega the Edom? Never. So why should this be any different? Chacham say, no, over here you're going to be believed. Why? Because if you would have said, Mezid or Yisi, you would have been believed. At first glance, it sounds like the Chachamim hold that the reason you believe is because you have a Migu. And the Migu works kineged what the Edom are saying. Stating that the Gemara introduces the analysis of this machleik zermei that coming with the nibayah. My time out of the rabbanon is pshat and the rabbanon they hold adam neman alas v'yoyisim imeyah edim. That even though ordinarily edim are believed more than everybody, but when it comes to kapara, the persons believe more than the edim that are testifying about him. Or is it because he has a migo? So question number one: when the Mishnah said migo, so if the Mishnah said migo, then how could the Gemara entertain that that's not what the chachamim meant? If the Chachamim didn't explain themselves in the Mishnah, then you could say, Yiboylo, what did the Chachamim hold? But the Chachamim explained themselves in the Mishnah. So where's the ambiguity? What are we not sure about that we have any Yiboylo? The first star. So Teretz says, you have to say simply, as I state in Teretz, that could be, the Gemara thought that when the Rabbanan said Migu, it was only L'taima de Rameir Ka'amar. They were just talking to Rameir, meaning, you Rameir clearly don't hold Adam Namal Alatz M'yoysim Imei Edom when it comes to Kapara. Okay, at the very least, don't you have a migu? But as it relates to the Chachamim, maybe it's more than migu. Maybe it's Adam Neman Alatz Meyoysim Imeyed. That's the first thought. The second R, which the Gemara already addresses, what difference does it make? Does it matter if the Pshat and the Chachamim is because Adam Neman Alatz Meyoysim Imeyed is with migu? They both sound like they work. So if they both sound like they work, then L'chayr, what difference does it make? The Gemara says, no, it makes it there. I'll find a case where there's no migu. What's the Gemara's case? That's a little bit of a convoluted case. The case is where the Eidos was not about, did you eat chelov or did you not eat chelov? The case was, did you enter the Beis HaMikdash Tomei or not? The case was where the Eidos say you became Tomei today and then you entered the Beis HaMikdash. In that case, he has no migu. Because the only migu you can have by Tumah, in the case of Ochalti, Lo Yochalti, what's the migu? I could say, Lo Yochalti, Shoygegel, amazing. What would be the migu over here? They say you were Tomei and you entered the Beis HaMikdash. So what's your migu? What's your alibi? How would you get out? You could say, yeah, it's true I was Tomei, it's true I entered the Beis HaMikdash. But you didn't watch me the whole time. Something happened in between. I toivled. If the Tumah was yesterday, then you would have had enough time to toivel. Harif Shemesh. So it's a good argument. But if the Edom say you became Tomei today, then even if you toiveled, you're still Tomei. You're Tful Yoyim. So the point is that that's not going to help you. So the Gemara says, I have enough Gemara. If Adam Neman Lassu Yoyim, then it works. If it's more based on Migu, then over here in this case, I wouldn't have a Migu. But there's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is, should Migu work over here? So it's been a little while since we learned the Bavas. But should Migu work over here? The most basic rule in the world of Migu is, Migu b'makom Edom lo yamrinu. When does Migu work? Migu works if Reuven and Shimon are standing in court and they're fighting it out. They have it in Torah. They're fighting over something. You owe me money. You owe me money. You will mazik me. In the world of Tayin v'nitin, so who has a better Tayin? If Reuven has a Migu and Shimon doesn't have a Migu, Reuven's going to win. Migu Poshit is a kayach hatayna. It somehow, it bolsters my argument. And in the world of Toyin v'nitin, Reuven against Shimon, plaintiff against defendant, in that world, there's something called a migu. It's gives one baldover a better taina than the other baldover. But if two Eidim walk into Bezin and say, you did something wrong, and you say kacha, and you have a migu, you could have said something else. It doesn't work. Migu b'makam neidim layaminam. Migu migu lahoitzi layaminam. It's a whole Shulchan Aruch of migu. One of the laws, and it's really the most basic law in understanding what a migu is. Migu doesn't work against Eidim. Migu is a koyach hataina in the world of Tayin v'nitam, but koyach hataina has never worked k'neged Eidim. The bottom line is that it's poshet. That migu b'makam edim layamina. So what's the migu over here? I mean, this is migu b'makam edim 101. You know who asks that kasha? Taisus. Taisus asks the kasha right here in Krisus Daf Yud Beis. Taisus asks the kasha in Bava Metzia, prime real estate. Daf Gimel Amud Beis, right at the beginning of Shnayim Moichsen. So, I mean, this is from the first Taisus that a lot of Bachram ever learned in their lives. Taisus get Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, asks this kasha. You have a migu? You could have said Mezid Ayisi. This is a migu b'makam edim. Migu b'makam edim layamina. Now, the teretz is that in the Gemara itself, again, this is not Reh. This is Pashup Shana in the Gemara. In the Gemara itself is the teretz to the kasha. Because the Gemara, when it spoke out the migu, in the case of Tumah Yishana, says the Gemara, what would be the case? The case is, if two Edom say that you were Tumah and you entered the Beis HaMikdash B'Shoykik. So if the Edom say that you were Tumah yesterday, that's when you became Tumah, and you entered the Beis HaMikdash today, then the Chachamim would hold, it's Pasha to the Gemara, that you would have a migu that you could have to be believed to say, loy nitmesi. Why? Migu, you could have said, nitmesi vitavalti. But the Gemara added language to the Gemara. Listen to the language of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, in the case of Tumah Yishana, he'd be believed with a migu di bay amar tavalti pata. Is kiyaman amin loy nitmesi pata. The ikala meima, because you could say, this is very important, Pashup shot in the sugya, if you want to get it. My loy nitmesi deka amar, loy amadi di bitumasi, elo tavalti. Because you could always say, that when the person said loy netmesi, he didn't mean loy netmesi. What he meant was loy amadeti betumasi elo tavalti. Because you can actually take the migu and retrofit it into what the person said. I ask you, is this the way migu works in Kala Torah Kula? It's not the way migu works. Migu is always the pshat that I said A. I coulda, woulda, shoulda said B. Had I said that, I would have been believed. You're accusing me of lying? You think I'm some liar? I sat down with someone and said, let's come up with a plan for me to lie. If I wanted to lie, I would have said that. That would have worked much better. So even though I didn't say that, and there's no way to put that into this, I said A, I didn't see B. There's no remez. B and A don't rhyme. They don't have the same gematria. I never said B, but I could have said B. And the fact that I could have said B gives A a koyach hataina that I would have had I said B. But did I say it? No. Are we going to be metaret somehow B into A? How are you going to do that? Yeah, when the Gemara introduced the migu in our sugya, says the Gemara, the guy said loinet meisi. You know why he's believing a migu? Because you can always say, my loinet meisi nami de kamar. Not loinet meisi. Nit meisi vitavalti. I became tamei, and then I became tar. The truth is, if you take a look at Rashi in the sugya, Rashi says right away, migu di boy, second Rashi. We read the first Rashi, now let's read the second Rashi. Migu di boy, im hoy roitz al shaki yochel im meisa di yisi. The original migu in the Mishnah. Two of them say you ate chaylev. The person says lo yochalti. What's the tzad migu? Migu, he could have said, not lo yochalti, lo yochalti shoygigel abeis. It's up Rashi. Umashe umarti lo yochalti. What he meant to say was lo yochalti shoygig el abeis. That's what he meant to say? That's not how migu works. Migu doesn't work with, I meant to say what I could have said. I said what I said, I didn't say what I didn't say. But I could have said that. And that gives what I said a koyach hataina. This is not a regular migu. The teretz is one kasha answers the other kasha. We're not dealing with a regular migu. You can't have a regular migu. The reason you can't have a regular migu is because this is a migu b'makom edim. And migu b'makom edim lo yamina. The Gemara is using the word migu somewhat loosely. This is not your classic migu. But rather, being that you could have said lo yachalti shogeg el meisid, being that you could have said not lo nitmesi, but rather nitmesi vitavalti, and that would have been a good taina. And even now that you didn't say it, or it doesn't sound like that's what you said, but you know what? Maybe you did say it. Because maybe lo yachalti, you meant to say lo yachalti shogeg el meisid. Maybe lo nitmesi, you meant to say lo yamadeti betumasi. Even though usually we probably wouldn't alter the posh pshat of what you said and come up with the more dachuk pshat, but migu helps me and says that in this case we'll be metaritz what you said and we'll assume that that's actually what you said. So it is migu to a degree, but it's not your classic migu, and that's why it's not a problem with the fact that it's a migu b'makamed. And the bottom line is that even on the tzad migu, it's not a regular migu. It's more mitaritz diburay than it is migu. Who says dishtikol Torah? Taisus right here in Krisus Yudeis Amin Aleph. Taisus b'matzia daf gimel. Everything we spoke on now is taisus is a pasha pshat taisus. Regardless, we have a shad. The chachamim who argue with Rameir in the Mishnah is pshat in the chachamim because they hold other them. That's what Yosef may aid him, or it's pshat in the chachamim because they hold of this new migu. Says the Gemara Tashma. Bring your rifle from a furish of brisa. Says you became tummy. He says I didn't become tummy. Potter. I would think that if two edim say you became tummy and you deny it, your akasha works even can I get two edim. I'm Rameir. So this is the same Rameir. He said kal v'chaymer nehaviyu shnayu le misa chamura loyvidu le carbon akal. To aid them, I believe from Yisrael. Certainly, it should be belief for them. Chachamim, Maimir, Adam, Nemal, Alatzmoy, Yosemi, Meyish. For Chachamim, Maimir, again, Adam, Nemal, Alatzmoy, Yosemi, Meyish. Now, what's this Bryce discussing? The Bryce is not discussing a Chal Techelev, it's discussing Tumma, the second case that we mentioned in our Sugya. But the punchline that the Gemara wants in the Tachma is very simple. That one line. Chachamim explained their Shita. They said, Adam, Nemal, Alatzmoy, Yosemi, Meyish, which was the first tzad in the book. Shmami, no. Maybe really pshan the chachamim is because of migu. V'achik tani mitoich shem vatzol leim aloya madi tibetomasi pater. Hilkoch adam nemen alatz me yoysim imeyish. Adam nemen alatz me yoysim imeyish is not the reason, not the siba. It's the end result. At the end of the day, I'm believed. Yoysim imeyish. Why? Not because I have a nemanus be'etzem kineged edim when it comes to kapara, but because I have a migu. Now that I have a migu, I end up with a nemanus. But the Gemara says, I hear. So you were able to work. I mean, the truth is, our Mishnah mentioned the other tzad in the Ibaya, and the Gemara didn't have a problem with that. Now you have a Braisa that mentions the other tzad in the Ibaya. So the two tzadim are really mefurish in a Mishnah and a Braisa. Interesting. Right, Ibaya, what's the ikatam of the Chacham? This actually sheds a little light in the original Ibaya. Right, we started the Gemara. What's the Ibaya? It's mefurish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says migo, and you have an Ibaya. Teretz is a little confusing because the Mishnah says one tzad or one tam. The Braisa gives another tam. So will the real Tom please stand up? Right? Which, what's the real Tom? The Mishnah says, Migu. The Braisa says, Adam Nemal Alatzmai. Yoisimi Meyayish. Please rise. Right? So which is the real Tom? Right? That's the Shail over here. Either way. But the Gemara says, as a different Kasha. This Mishnah is technically repeated in a Braisa, if you think about it. You have a Mishnah, you have a Braisa. It's the same. Machloik is remaining the Chacham. One is discussing Chalev. The other one is discussing Tumah. Why would you need a second case? The Gemara says, Gishmak. If the Bryce is discussing not a Tumah Yeshana, rather a Tumah Chadasha, then the Bryce is saying a Chiddush. Because the Chiddush is that even though by Tumah Chadasha you don't have a Migu, you have to come on to Adam Nemal Alatzma Yoisim Meyish. That's the real time in the Rabbanon. That's why we have a Bryce. But if you're going to tell me that really even the Bryce is discussing Tumah Yeshana, because maybe the real time of the Chachamim is the Migu, so what then is the Bryce telling me that the Mishnah is not already telling me? I hachi hainu chalef. That's the beer in those four words. So the Gemara says as follows. Mao the tame I would have thought. Because we said that even if you're going to work with a Migu, you have to be Mataritz. This is not a regular migu. You have to make what you could have said fit into what you actually said. So you would have thought when the person says le'achalti chelav di, you can make it work and you can say what he meant to say was le'achalti shogel amazing. Avol nit meisa v'oimel loy nit meisi emel loy kametaritz dibure. How are you making loy nit meisi mean nit meisi v'tovalti? Right, le'achalti shogel amazing. It's much easier. It's not so hard. That's not such a major rehab job. No, it just fit. He meant to say that. But he meant to say nitmesi v'tavalti. I hear, but you said loy nitmesi. No, loy amadeti v'tomasi. That's a bigger kvetch. That's the chiddush of the brayso. So kamash malon hachinami loy amadeti v'tomasi. Abul matosh. I'll bring you right from another brayso. Zvado moide b'dvarim chayiv imoide b'dvarim part of a person denies that he has to bring a carbon chattas, he's potter. So for example, if an edach says, you tell me, he says, loy net meis, he potter. Yochel filo shnai makishin. You would think even if two edim say and you deny it, you would be potter. And omer ha-meyer, and me-aviyu, sham, le misach amur, lo-aviyu, they carbon ha-kal. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, neman odam alatzmoy, yoyser mi-meyo-ish. Here Rabbi Yehuda, not the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda says, Neman Adam Alatzma Yoisim Meyoish. Rabbi Yehuda, who's always Rameyer's Baal Plukta in Shas, is the Baal Plukta in this price as well. And here we have a third shita. A third shita bechalavin ubebias mikdash as it relates to chalev and as it relates to bias mikdash, that in those two cases chalavim is ochal to chalev lo yochalti, bias mikdash is you enter the base of mikdash in the state of toma and the person says no, I never entered the base of mikdash, that in those two cases you're going to be potter. Avo betuma loy moidile. But as it relates to tuma, he's not going to be moida. So, period. Exhale, believe it or not. Right here, Rashi speaks out in his beer in the Gemara, Vesuloy Midi, that even though it sounds like the Gemara is continuing, and the Gemara is going to continue to analyze this Braisa a little bit, but in terms of what we need from the Braisa, we could stop right here. Because what was the original Ibarra? Is Pshat in the Rabbanon, Oda Nemel Alatz Meyoisim Imeya Ish, or is Pshat in the Rabbanon Migu? From this Braisa, you see the Pshat in the Chachamim. Because in this Braisa, the Chachamim are not the second sheet, they're the third sheet. There's three sheets in the Braisa. The first sheet is Ramey. Ramey is the same. Here you have Rabbi Yehuda who says, Adam Neman Alatz Meyoisim Meyish. And then you have the Chachamim who are moided to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning they hold sometimes like Ramey and sometimes like Rabbi Yehuda. When do they hold like Rabbi Yehuda? The Chalavim of Abiyas Mikdash. Clearly, because over there you have a Migu. Chel of the Migu is you could have said, Lo Yechalti Shogel Amazid. And Bias Mikdash, you could say, I didn't enter the base of Mikdash B'Shogel. Again, I entered the base of Mikdash B'Mazid. But you see then that Pshan in the Chachamim is because of Migu. Okay, done. Now, you also see in this Brayso the other side of the Ibaya. It's Rabbi Yehuda. But that wasn't the Shaila. The Shaila was Ibayalahu. What's Maitam Ayod Rabbanon? As it relates to the Ibayalahu, Maitam Ayod Rabbanon, it's a Mefurisha. Braisa, Tamayod Rabbanon is Mishum Migo. It just so happens in the same Braisa where we're proving that side, you see this side. Because you see that Tamayod Rabbi Yehuda is Adam Neman Alatzmoy Yoisimi Meyesh. But the Gemara says, let's just analyze the Chacham a little bit. What did Chacham tell Rabbi Yehuda? I'm moided to you with regards to Chalavim and Bias Mikdash. But by Tuma, I'm not moida. Again, Chalavim, Bias Mikdash, you ate Chalav. No, I didn't. I didn't eat. Unbelief. I have a migu. I could have said, Lo Yechalti Shogel Amazed. You entered the Beis HaMikdash. I never entered the Beis HaMikdash. That's the case. I never entered the Beis HaMikdash. You believe. I could have said, I entered the Beis. What's Avul B'Tumaloi? The case of Tumaloi is where you were Tame when you entered the Beis HaMikdash. No, I wasn't Tame. Over there, you're not believed. Why you're not believed? Because you don't have a migu. Says the Rabbi Mayaskin. Ilema B'Tumal Yishana. Are we talking about a Tumal Yishana? Why don't you have a migu? You have the same migu. We just spoke about the son of an aleph. So the Gemara could have said that we're talking about a tuma chadasha, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Rather, the Gemara says something very puzzling. Really, it's talking about a tuma yeshana. We're going to amri le'edem achalta kachim betumas agof. The case is not where they say you were tummy when you entered the base of mikdash. You were tummy when you ate kachim. It wasn't Tumas Mikdash, it was Tumas Kadoshav. Right? Tumas Mikdash and Kadoshav always come together. They're not the same thing. In both cases, you're Tomei Tumas Agof. In one case, he entered the base of Mikdash Vashoigi. In the other case, he ate Kachem Vashoigi. But either way, over here, you can't be Metaritz Dibure. What would be the Metaritz Dibure? You would say, when the person said that I wasn't Tomei, no, I mean, I wasn't Tomei, I meant to say Tom Nitmesi Vitavalti. And by the way, it happened yesterday. So by the time I ate my kachem today, I was already tar. Says the Gemara, the lekla meim aloy madati betuma ava tovalti. Why? Because my omalohoin tovalti tochalti. Essentially, what you would be saying is that I toivol before I ate it. Ki omalohoin achi. Even if he says that, is kachashle dibure kama mir betumas magot. He's only getting out of the chatas. The migu can work to get him out of the chatas, but at the end of the day, he's still going to be a balavera. Because he still will be admitting that when he was Tomei, he touched Kachem. This Gemara is very, very puzzling. Ayin Baruch Laner and other Achronim that try to understand and explain Pashup Shana in this Gemara, we're not even going to try. But just the words of the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying is that when these two Edom said that you entered, that you ate Kachem in a state of Tomei, they were saying two things. Number one, you chayev to bring a carbon. Because eating kachim b'shoigig is a chatas. But they're also saying that besides for that, you were over a regular loisase. Because touching kachim in a state of toma, masamaga, is also a problem. So essentially they're saying that there were two problems. For some reason, the migu is going to get him out of the fact that he was tummy when he ate it. We're going to work it into his words and say, tovalti v'achalti. But we're not going to work the migu in to say, tovalti before I touched it. Which then means that at the very least, he's walking away from this, maybe even admitting, for sure they're Aiden, that he's not denying, that he ate, that he touched kachim in a state of tumah. And nobody wants that, and as a result, you don't have a proper migu. Omer Rav Nachman says the Gemara. So we have three shittas now in the Braisa. We have Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. What are the three shittas? Rameya holds, you never believe to deny Aiden. Rabbi Yehuda says, Odom Neman Alatz Meyoisim Meyesh, you always believe Keneged Aiden when it comes to Karbanis. And who's the third shittah?
The Chachamim who hold, it depends whether or not there's a Migul. Amar Rav Nachman, Alachas Rav Yehuda. Alachas Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yosef said, like Amar, even Rav Yehuda who said this huge chiddush that your belief can neged Eidim when it comes to these things, El Be'Noi Le Be'Natzma U'Latzma, it's only privately. Don't do this Barabim. You shouldn't look Barabim as if you went keneged Eidim. So you have to somehow do this Be'Noi Le Be'Natzma and Le'Atzma. Only for yourself, you can't share with your carbon, maybe with somebody else, but you have to work out the case a little bit better. But it's only Be'noi Le Be'Natzma U'Latzma. Amar Rish Lakish. Says Amar Rish Lakish said, and this next Gemara is fascinating. Rameyer himself, who seemed to be consistent through the Mishnah and all the Brises, will be Moed to the Chachamim sometimes that a person's belief can aggregate him. Even though Rameyer comes in the Mishnah, guns blazing. Two Eidim can be Mechayiv a person means his best thing. How could it not be Mechayiv somebody Chatas? But even Rameyer is going to be Moed sometimes that a person is believed can neged Eidim when it comes to Karbonis. When? If two people come over to somebody, they tell him, you obey L'Shif Charufa, for who I'm a Ba'alti? And he says, not true. Mehemini is going to be believed. Why? Because he has a Migul. He could have said, L'Gamarti B'Yasek. The only time you chayef Oshem Shif Charufa is if there was a Gemar B'Yasek. It says Shikh Hazera. And we learn from there, even though Hara is usually the definition of B'Yasek, Tchilas B'Yasek is usually B'Yasek, but when it comes to Shif Charufa, it's an exception to the rule. There it has to be a Gemar Bia. Being that the Eidim can't really know if it was a Tchilas Bia or a Gemar Bia, how are they supposed to know? So a person always has a Migu to say, Loi Ba'alti, connect the Eidim, and get himself out of bringing the Asham Shivcha Charufa, not Chatas, the Asham Shivcha Charufa, because he's believed to say, Loi Ba'alti, Migu, he could have said, Loi Gemar Tibias. And Rameyer's Moida that this is a Migu. Fake Rashi, Rameyer's Moida that this is a Migu. If Rameyer holds a Migu, then what's the issue? Then Mochaira, how do you understand Rameyer in the Mishnah? Why in the Mishnah does Rameyer not hold the Migu? Here he does hold the Migu. Says Rashi, very poshit. In the Mishnah, what's the Migu? He could say, Lo yachalti shogigel amezit. A person doesn't want to say that. Right? Migu has to be something not only that you could have said, but something that a person reasonably would say. No one's going to say that. No one's going to walk into the best and you think I have to be a chattas. I think I was a shogigel. I knew what I was doing. I did it anyways. No, that there's no migu for. A person's not going to make himself into a Rasha in the eyes of Bezdin. This over here is Faker. He's saying, Loi gamarti biyasi. I stopped. And as a result, there's no reason to say that a person wouldn't want to do that. Rameyer holds with the concept of migu. Even this type of migu, Rameyer holds it. Apostle Rameyer didn't hold it as whole migu. No, Rameyer holds it a migu. It's just practically, it's not a real migu. Over here, there's no reason to assume that a person wouldn't want to say this. The Gemara continues on the same note. Amar Rav Sheshet. So the first thing Rav Shlokish said. Rav Sheshet says, I'll find you another case for Rameyer's moida. Moida Rameyer chachavi benazat tamei shamot leishnayim nitmeisa v'oy meloy nitmeisi. So if the nazat tamei became tamei, he has to bring karbonis. If he didn't become tamei, he doesn't have to bring karbonis. Potter. Ira Meir says you don't believe keneged Eidim. The Bayom and the Shalti al Nazir. Here too he has a migu. He could have said that I was Shoyal my Naziris. I uprooted my Naziris, and as a result, I don't have to bring Karbonis. Because if you do Shayla, you're not a Nazir. So obviously, you're not a Nazir Tom, you're not going to be Chayiv Karbonis. And again, this is a migu where there's no reason to say a person wouldn't want to be Shayla. To the contrary, to be Shayla and your Nazir is probably a good thing. Get at it, you weren't supposed to become a Nazir in the first place. Can Nidrake Sharon, Loyomar Club, right? You're not supposed to. But either way, so in this case, there's no reason to assume you wouldn't want to be Shayla and your Nazir. This is your way out. Rabbiya, Abaya said, I'll give you a third case. Rameh would be Maidah. Rameh Lechachomim. Shemamu Lechachomim Yadei Atabe Eidos. In the case of Shvuas Eidos. What Shvuas Eidos? You know Eidos. No, I don't. The guy swears he doesn't, and then he's made afterwards that he did. So the halacha is, he has to bring a carbon oil of yoreh, he has to bring a carbon shvuah se'edos. So what would be if two edim said, yodeyata be'edos ployni, and he said, lo yodati, in the context of a shvuah se'edos. So there too, he would be believed connected to edim to say lo yodati. Because he could always say, I didn't have in mind to be an aid. In a case where you need kavana to be an aid, you could tell the edim, yeah, you saw me see what took place. But at the same time, you don't know if I had kavana or didn't have kavana. The point is, Rameh is moided to the migu. He just holds that where there's a svara not to say the migu, then you're not going to say it. But enechinami, wherever there would be a svara to say the migu, bechai gavna, you would say it. Excel. So this next gemara really starts a whole nother sugya. So we'll save that already for tomorrow. But just two ha'aris as it relates to today's very, very festadaf. The first story is, so the Gemara on the bottom of the Afir Aleph Amid Beis Bore Braisa. The Braisa discussed the halachas of eight echad as it relates to carbon chatas. And really, the Bryce is just picking up on what was mefurish in the Mishnah and what was meduyik in the Mishnah, according to the second Lishna of the Gemara, also mefurish in the Mishnah, and that is, an eidecha goes over to someone and says, achal tochelef. If the person denies it, he doesn't have to bring a carbon chatas.
two Eidim, that's the machlokes remain the chomer. But an Eid Echad, he doesn't have to remain the carbon chattas. If an Eid goes over to someone and says a chal techeil and the person is quiet, then the halach is he does have to bring a carbon chattas. And the Gemara says, how do I know that? The Tanu Rabbanan, it's a braisa. It says regarding the carbon chattas, oihoida elav chattasai. On the one hand, oihoida elav chattasai is mashma v'loy shiyoidi u acherim. Then again, oihoida elav mikol makoim is mashma. Afilu yoydiyu acherim. The Gemara said we're for sure talking about an Eid Echad. So you see that sometimes if an Eid Echad tells you you have to bring a chatas, you have to bring a chatas. Sometimes if an Eid Echad tells you you have to bring a chatas, you don't have to bring a chatas. What does it depend on? It depends on what did you say. If you were quiet, then you bring the karma chatas. If you weren't quiet, then the halacha is you're going to be potter. Hence the halachas of our Mishnah. The question is, what would be if the person wasn't quiet and he didn't deny? He wasn't quiet. But at the same time, he didn't say, I did it. What did he say? He said, any idea. He says, I have no idea. So he wasn't quiet. It wasn't a shtika. He said, any idea. He said something. But then again, he didn't deny it. He simply said, any idea. So what would be the halacha over there? So if you take a look at Tosfos on our sugya, Tosfos says it twice, but he says it very much bekitzer. Dibra maskul eid oimer ochal, vahu oimer loya chalti potter, vahu adinim omar eni yoideya, kemoisha pirashti. The same would be true if he said eni yoideya. The halacha is, he would be potter. Rav Rishonim argue with Tosfos. The Rishonim are in Perika Oimer, the Rishonim are in Perika Isha Rabba, but the Rishonim argue with Tosfos, and the Rishonim say no, that if he would say eni yoideya, bichai gavno, the halacha is, he would be chayav chatas. What's the shayla? What's the talia? Shaila is very simple. When the Mishnah said that if an Eid Echad says, Ochal techeilav, and you're quiet, the halacha is you have to bring a karban chatas, is the pshat that you have to bring a karban chatas because we believe the Eid Echad? Eid Echad has namanas. And being that Eid Echad has namanas, you now have to bring it. Now, when you deny it, there's a gzeres hakasov that says, Oyhoide elof chatasai veloy shiyodiyu acherim. You have a koyach to be makhish the Eidim. But that's just a schus you have, a koyach you have to be makhish. It's very lundish. To be makhish the Eidim. But over here you weren't makhish the Eidim. You said any idea. So if you said any idea, the halacha is that we're going to believe the Eid Echad. Or maybe no. Maybe from the fact that you see that you could be makhish the Eid Echad, that's a raya that Eid Echad really does not have namonis when it comes to a carbon. If that's the case, why when you're quiet do you have to bring the carbon? Because you are quiet. Shtika kehoita, and it's your shtika that's mechayev you the carbon. In other words, yesh lachkar. When Eid Echad says, Ochal techeilav, you have to bring a carbon chatas, and you're quiet, you say nothing. The Mishnah says, you have to bring a carbon chatas. What's the pshat? Is the pshat because Eid Echad has an amonis? Nor vos, when you're machishim, you're believed to be machish based on exeris akasim, but really an Eid Echad has an amonis? Or is the pshat that Eid Echad really has no amonis? It's just that when you're quiet, shtika kehoita. L'may nafkemina. Where you said any day. I wasn't makrish, but there was also no shtika kaidah. If an Eid Echad is believed, then he'd be believed, even when you said any day. But if an Eid Echad really is not believed, it's your shtika that makes it happen. So if it's all your shtika that makes it happen, then based on that, when you said any day, there was no shtika. Tosfos says clearly, Eid Oimer Ochal, Vu Oimer Loya Chalti Potter, Vu Adin Amame, any day, that loch is he going to be potter. Because Tosfos held that Eid Echad has no namanus when it comes to chatas. The only reason you're chayah when you're quiet is because of shtika kaidah. You said any idea. You didn't want shoysek. So if you weren't shoysek, so in that case, the halach is you're going to be potter. In how the Rishonim however argued, Rishonim held that an Eid Echad is believed, and being that an Eid Echad is believed, it's if he's going to be believed, even if you said any idea. The truth is, at first glance, l'chura, you would argue that of course an Eid Echad should be believed. Why? Because we know the rule: Eid Echad never be assumed. When do you need two Eidim? So you need two Eidim for Dinei Mominus. You need two Eidim, of course, for Dinei Nefashis. We know there's Gzeir Shava, Dover, Mimomen, Al Pishnei Eidim, Yakum Dover, Ki Matzava Ervas Dover, which teaches me in Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnai. But anytime it's a question of Issa the heck, is it kosher or is it non kosher? Am I doing an Aveira or am I not doing an Aveira? Am I going to be over one of the Ramach Essen or one of the Shasal Lavin? Anytime it's a question, not Dinei Mominus, not Dinei Nefashis, it's not Dovah Sheba Erva. Usually, what's the rule? The rule is Eid Echad Namim Bisurim. L'chair, whether or not I'm Chayav Achatos or I'm not Chayav Achatos is a question of Bisva Heter. Now, it for sure involves many Isurim, right? You can't bring a Karm Achatos if you're not Chayav Achatos. Chulim Bazar, there's going to be a whole bunch of issues that you're going to run into. But at the end of the day, all these issues at the end of the day are going to be issues related to Isva Heter. We know the rule. Eid Echad Namim Bisurim. L'chair, if Eid Echad Namim Bisurim, so what's Pshat and Tosfos? It's Pashat Eid Echad should be believed. So if you say any idea, you have an Eid Echad, what happened to the basic rule of Eid Echad Namim Bisurim? Demas is the Rishonim Master's Kasha. It's the Ramban's Kasha in Perek Oimer. The Rishonim Master's Kasha. But it's even more than that. You know why it's more than that? Because there's a Gemara in Mesechtes Yevamos, in the beginning of Perek Isha Rabba, Daf Pei Zayin on Mebeis, Daf Pei Ches on Manalev. The Gemara over there is discussing what's the Makar Teit Echem Nemi Bisur. So when you learn Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Pei Zayin on Mebeis, you have Rashi, you have Toisvis, the Sofrula, right? What the Makar is Teit Echem Nemi Bisur? Really, it's a Gemara. The Gemara discusses what is the source Teit Echem Nemi Bisur. And the Gemara says something amazing that we can appreciate today. Not many days of the year we could fully appreciate this. Today we could. Says the Gemara, you know what I think the Makar is? I think the Makar is a Mishnah Mesechtes Krisus Daf Yud Aleph Lamed Beis. Because the Mishnah says, Bnei Echad says, Ochal Tochelev, and you're quiet. The Aloch is, you have to bring a carbon. You have to bring a carbon. And it's learned out from a Pasuk. Oy hoy da elav chatosoy. Oy hoy da elav mikol makoim. Hocha b'mayaskin Bnei Echad. That if Bnei Echad tells you, and you're quiet, you have to bring a carbon. Oh, carbon is Isser. It's Isurim, that's all it is. And you see, a Pasuk tells me that we listen today to Echad and you bring a carbon. If you need to aid them, how could you bring a carbon based on what an Echad told you? Must be, Echad never be Isurim, the Gemara's Teichad. The Gemara says, no, maybe they're Tshtika Kaida. And the Gemara has a whole nother Dichoy there. And the Gemara says, it's not Muchach. It's not Muchach from there, Echad never be Isurim. So you can't prove Echad never be Isurim from here because you could always finagle your way out of it. But what do you see from here for sure? That whether you have to bring a carbon or don't have to bring a carbon is a question of Issa V'Heter. It's a question of Yisurim. So Churav, it's a question of Yisurim, says the Ramban. At the end of the day, Lim Maskon, after the Cheshbon of the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Isha Rabba, after the Suyin Masechtes Krisus, right now, I think what I take away from the Suyin Yevamos is, which is in Svara, for sure the way it is, that yeah, carbon, not carbon, is a question of Issa V'Heter. It falls into the bucket of Eid, Echa, Nemen, B'Yisurim. B'may Nafkemino, Achal Techelev, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe yeah, maybe no. You're not Makhashim. You also don't have the Shtika Gaida. Should you be Chayiv or not? Azoy Fregin the Rishonim of Tosis. But I had a kash on. Something bothered me very, very badly. And that is, there's a Sefri. We spoke at this Sefri in the beginning of Masechtes Makis. We spoke out Torah from Reb Shmuel Yankiv, Zechet Tzadok Levrach, who brought Beshein his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. We're not going to go back into that right now. It's Negei, the first mission of Masechtes Makis, the first line, the Eden Anubish Ploini, Shu Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. Why do you need two Eidim to say that a person's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza? Why isn't that also Eid Echa Nemen Bisurim? And in that shtickle, Reb Shmuel Yankiv quoted a Sefri. Sefri is in Parsha Shoiftim, it's Piska Memhe. Lo Yakum Eid Echa Be'ish. Ein li elo l'dinei nefashois. L'dinei mamen is minayim. Again, the Pasuk says, Lo Yakum Eid Echa Be'ish l'chal avaynu l'chal chattas. Says the Sefri, Ein li elo l'dinei nefashois. I would think only dinei nefashois Lo Yakum Eid Echa. L'dinei mamen is minayim. Talmud loy ma l'chal avaynu. Layokum eid echad l'chol beish l'chol avayin, that eid echad doesn't work even for dinei mamonis. L'karbonis minayin. How do you know for karbonis also an eid echad doesn't work? Talmud loyma l'chol chatos. Layokum eid echad l'chatos karbon. Karbonis. L'mnakois minayin. Talmud loyma b'chol chet asher yechta. L'halois l'kohuna l'hoirid min kuna. That's where Shmuel Yankiv's Shtichul Torah was. Talmud loyma l'chol avayin l'chol chatos. Ein liyela eidos ish. L'eidos ish minayin. The Sefri goes on and on. Abu Gavald, it's a Mefurish of Rice. It's Sefri. The Sefri says clearly, it says in the Torah, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Avayin U'L'chol Chatos. What does L'chol Avayin mean? Dinei Mamnes. What does L'chol Chatos mean? L'Karbonos. Loshen HaSefri. L'Karbonos Minayim Talmud Loim L'chol Chatos. So if that's the case, it's a Mefurish of Sefri. It's a Braisa. It's a Braisa. It's a Mefurish of Sefri that says that Karbonos are treated like Dine Mominus, like Dine Nefashis, you need to weigh them. Not because it's Dine Mominus, it's not. Not because it's Dine Nefashis, it's not. It's not Dovah Shabbat Erva. It doesn't have, but at the end of the day, there's a drosha. It says, La Yakum Eidecha L'chol Chatas, L'Karbonos Minayin, Tamalayim L'chol Chatas. Baruch Hashem, I found in a tziv, in his Pirush on the Sefri, asks, from a Mefurish Sefri, not like the Ramban, and not like all the Rishayim, that Neman for a double Pashit, that it's Eidech and Neman Bisurim. Again, you have to learn the Sugi Masachas Yevamos, but not that it's Eidech and Neman Bisurim. Mechura, at the end of the day, it's a Mefurish Sefri, has an Arichos, he goes through a Cheshman, that's Negei Argamar, goes through a Cheshman, that's Negei the Gemara in the beginning of Perak Isha Rabba, but Asher Nogea, L'Inyonenu, just the Ha'ara. But I just want to be Moisef one thing, and that is I saw in Rab Tzvi Pesach Frank Seif, in his Har Tzvi, right here on Masechtes Krisus, he brings a kasha that a chacham echad asked him. This is classic
Rav Hirsch Pesach. So he says, Chacham Echad Hikshali. A Chacham Echad asked me the following question. We're all familiar with the mission at the beginning of the third parak in Masechtas Yuma. So we're dealing with the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Amar Lehem Amunah. The Amunah said, Suru Migiyah Zman Hashchita. In Migiyah, so there was a Kayin, right? He climbed up the ladder. He went up to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. And if he saw that Migiyah Zman Hashchita, Haroya Oimer Barkai. Matisyo ben Shmuel Oimer, Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad Shebechevin, they would ask him, Vu Oimer Hein, and he would say, yeah. The bottom line is, it's Yom Kippur, and the Yidden have to know, the Kayanim. Kangod, could he start doing the Avoida? Or could he not do the Avoida? So what did they do? They sent a Kayin. A Kayin goes up, he climbs up, and he says, Barkai, or Heir Pnei Mizrach Ad Shebechevin, Gevaldik, right? This is what went on. Bezman Shebeis HaMikdosh, Hoyekayim. Freik di Yerushalmi, Veid Echad Neman. Take a look at the Bnei Moshe and the Karban Eda. Bit me, or you have to read it. Veid Echad Neman. Since when is Veid Echad believed? An Eid Echad? How are you doing the an Eid Echad? You're going to do the Avoda based on an Eid Echad? Where do you find an Eid Echad is believed? Shanya and for the Yerushalmi, Hacha she'ein at Yochel Lamid Olav v'chosh loymer al du alu v'nafaki. Whatever. The point that says the Yerushalmi. That this is different. You know why? Because it's a milsa davide legluye, and we have a rule in Hilchas Eidos. Milsa davide legluye loy meshakri inchi. That's what the Rambam says is the reason why an Eidach is believed by Eidos Isha. Because it's a milsa davide legluye loy meshakri inchi. It's Yerushalmi that says that's why. Says Rav Hirsch Pesach that a chacham echad asked me. He says he does not understand the Yerushalmi's kasha. The Yerushalmi held that an Eidach shouldn't be. Why should an Eidach not be believed? Whether or not you should start doing the avodas like a shayla finis of a hefter, we know the rule. Eidachon never be surim. As I faith, as Rav Pesach says, somebody asked me, and he has a beautiful maha. He goes a whole arichos with pilpul kedarke bakoidish to answer this kasha. But I think there's even a more pasha than teretz. We have a sifri. The sifri says, "Vayakum eidachon beish lechol avinu lechol chatos lekarbanos minayin tamalayim lechol chatos." If that's the case, when it comes to karbanos. When it comes to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a special drasha that Eid Echad is not believed. And that was the Yerushalmi's kasha, that Eid Echad is believed? Is an Eid Echad believed? What happened to the drasha of Lo Yakum Eid Echad B'ish L'chol Chatas? You're right, based on the Gedorim of Kol HaTorah Kula, it should fall into the Geder of Issev HaHeter. But this is different, because this is Avodah. And being that it's an Avodah of Eid Echad Neman, Teretz is a Milsa David Ilagluya. And by a Milsa David Ilagluya, an Echad is believed. But it could be, this Sifri is the Makar to this Yerushalmi in the beginning of the third parak in Masechtas Yuma, why the Yerushalmi held for a Davar Pashut that an Eid Echad would not be believed when it comes to in Yonim of Avoida, we promise two Ha'aras. So we're Balchayv, and that's Hashem will speak out the second Ha'ara, hopefully tomorrow.